Yeah, okay, very good, JD. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, it's a little QRM there, no problem. All right, this is the Amateur Radio Mystery Fellowship net control today, Victor Alpha 7, Romeo Alpha. I am remoting to my club, BE7 Sierra Charlie. We are located here in Coquitlam, British Columbia, just east of Vancouver. This is the 20-meter portion of the Amateur Radio Missionary Fellowship net. And we're a group of Christian hams that get together 6 mornings a week here on this frequency, 14307. And all are welcome. Our net starts at now at this time of the year, 1500 to 1700. And we are now, of course, their clocks are rolled back for the fall season into standard time. So 1500 Zulu to 1700 Zulu is our time. And we're here for a couple hours, as mentioned. At the bottom of the clock here, I'll stand by for any traffic or announcements of general interest. But right now, I want to say that the ARMS group has been around for 68 years. A little better than that, and we got on the air March the 2nd, 1957. That's when we organized. And we take our scriptures very seriously. Our motto is taken from the Bible. I want to give you a few verses. And the first one would be from Galatians 6, verse 10. That reads, as we therefore have opportunity, let us do good to all men, especially to those who are a part of the family of God or the household of faith. And 1 Corinthians 1:9 reads, God is faithful who has called you into fellowship with his son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Third one is from 1 John chapter 1, verse 7. As we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. And that would be a key verse there, faith in the shed blood of Jesus Christ. All right, this is the Christian Fellowship Net. And during your time of checking in, if you have a favorite verse, we'd sure like to hear it. And we do have a chat room, which you can also come in and post yourself, or you can see us in there. And if you can't get on the air, you can use it to do that, to communicate with us. And that would be at qsl.net/Alpha Romeo Mike Sierra. One more time, qsl.net/Alpha Romeo Mike Sierra. Also, if you're looking this up on QRZ, please go to Kilo Alpha 2 Romeo Mike Sierra. There you go. We wear it out. The club call, Kilo Alpha 2, Romeo Mike Sierra. All right, and my name again, Roland Romeo Oscar Lima Alpha November Delta. And I answer to just about anything. And once again, the location is here in southern British Columbia, transmitting through remotely to my club, Victor Echo 7 Sierra Charlie. All right, standing by now for any announcements of general interest. Any relays? I'm listening on an SDR over in Alberta right now. I'll crank that back up. Any relays? Okay, nothing heard there. I will continue with my own report then, and just say that it is great to be able to get up here in the mornings and share the Word of God, and just know that Yeah, I'm one of those guys that likes to have fellowship every day of the week. And for me, it's kind of like going to church 6 days a week. Somebody said, "What, you're going to church 6 days a week?" I said, "Yeah, I do." With a girl, okay, that's the list so far, what I have there. And I also wanted to give you my scripture and my weather, by the way. My weather is locating up here. We have cloudy weather in the Pacific Northwest. The sun may not burn through. We have had a fair bit of rain, and we are definitely in the rainy season at this time of the year. So it's a case of just knowing that you need your umbrella very near at hand. Never leave home without your umbrella if you're up here in Vancouver area. But yeah, so there you go. My report's up in the chat room for all to see, and my scripture references from Psalm 126, 5 and 6 is from my daily reading today. I did 126 as a psalm. Old Testament, I forget, I'm in Ezekiel in the Old Testament, and New Testament, I'm in the Gospel of John. But anyway, let's see, we have Psalm 126, verse 5 and 6. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weeping, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again and rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. That's a reference to our evangelism efforts. To tell everybody the good news. Jesus saves. He loves all, and he wants none to perish and all to come to a understanding of his wonderful gift of eternal life. All right, this is Victor Alpha 7 Romeo Alpha Deck Control. Looking for any further check-ins at this time. Any relays? Right, coming right on down the list. Number 2, N0 CXY, CXY. Please take your turn, Lou. N0 CXY, your turn, Lou.
If you called me, Roland, had a phone there I had to answer. I'm still here, over.
Yeah, very good, Lou. No problem. I figured as much, and I was just being silent for a minute. And go ahead and take your turn, over.
Roger, Roger, will do. I'm sorry for all the confusion this morning. My life has been hectic, but it is good. The good Lord's looking after me. I feel great today. The chemo event hasn't kicked in yet, and I don't think it will. I just got in my mind to be there. So I'm guessing the good Lord's going to see that it don't happen. The fatigue, there is really no side effects from it. No pain thing or nothing. Just extreme fatigue and tiredness, that sort of thing. But anyhow, we're doing good. It's a beautiful day here in Iowa. We're at 47 degrees already. A little bit windy out, but no problem. It's going to warm up into the 60s, maybe. And then it's going to turn cold. So we're back down into the 30s and 40s, the way they're talking there for a few days. And then maybe it'll warm up a little for Thanksgiving. But Frisky and I were out early, had a good run this morning. I enjoyed the sun rising and waved at some of the kids and talked to some as they were loading the school bus. So we had an interesting time. Other than that, I got a busy day today. I probably won't be riding along with you all the way today, Roland. I have a town appointment I have to get to. I have a meeting with my son. We're going to meet at the Queen Bean Restaurant here in Carroll, Iowa, and do the Bible study on the Book of Jude. Not a very big book. But oh my gosh, can you do study? La da da. There's a lot in there to study. Other than that, not much else going on here. Let me see what my verse for today is. That is Romans chapter 6, verse 5 and 6. Romans chapter 6, verse 5 and 6. If he had been united with him like this, in his death, we will certainly also be united with him in his resurrection. For we know that our old self was crucified with him, so that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. What a miracle John has given us. Us undeserving people. Anyway, that's my verse for today, and hope everything is going well with everyone. All right, turn it back. Is there anyone that needs to relay into arms? Come now. Well, no takers there, Roland. A swing and a miss. Strike two. Back over to you. KA2, RMS, 10-0, CXY, back to net.
Okay, thank you, Lou. Very good. Thanks for giving us the good words there from Romans 6, 5 and 6. And next one on our list is going to be Mike in the mobile there. And let's see, he shared, Mike, K7PTL. Are you still there? Maybe you can share it yourself over the air if you're copying. And Lou, you can maybe relay. But he was also sharing from Galatians chapter 3, verse 8. That all the scriptures for seeing that God would justify the heathen through faith preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed. That was from Mike there. Lou, do you want to listen up? And if he doesn't come back, please call him. K7 Papa Tango Lima, do you have a copy?
Yeah, that was Roland calling you, Mike. He said it's your turn, and I think you shared Galatians 3:8, if I remember right. But anyhow, it's your turn, Mike. Go ahead and take a turn and make a call. Over. Roger, roger, Mike. Good signal still holding up. He just got through Salt Lake City, said everybody. And he got through the traffic jam there. He really needed some